a testament to this team, or an example, an illustration of how powerful they are, is how they went up to Seattle on a Thursday night game and solidly beat a team that came into Denver and beat us. And that was an example of how powerful they are and their potential. And they're really a team that we have given the utmost respect. And truth be told, they hold in their hands the key for our postseason. So with all that said, there's no way to disregard the importance of this game.
Coach, we'll agree to you. Embrace this opportunity. You have a chance. It's right there in your hands to win this game and get into the tournament.
Well, this is a game that obviously we have to play with the usual tenacity, but there has to be a certain sense of urgency. I think that we try to take that in the last two games that we've had, that sense of urgency, and sometimes it can be the difference between winning and losing. And even if the ball has to bounce your way on the last play, that sense of urgency throughout the game can put you in a position where at least the game is close. So obviously you're going to be tenacious, you're going to want it, you know what it's for, and you also have to go after it with the idea that you're building up, getting ready for the postseason if you get in, but you got to, you know, it's already postseason. So basically, our playoffs have began when we played Arizona, and we got to keep it going.
Does that sense of urgency run out less than some of the guys, do you think?
I definitely think so. I would say particularly the young players. Last week, I was looking at Scheffler and Cutler and Marshall. They made some unbelievable plays, regardless of their year. They didn't look like rookies. They made pro plays, and it was impressive to watch. And it makes you say, well, I got to step my game up to the other level. And so I think we as a collective need to do that.
How much more confidence is in this room because of the way you guys were playing, under pressure the way you've been playing?
Well, there's always pressure in the league, and then that hasn't changed. I think with us this year, we've grown offensively. I speak for the offense. I let the defensive players speak for the defense, and I think special teams we've improved, but we just have to keep doing what we're doing, getting better. And when the game is at that critical moment, remember what you've practiced, remember what you've been taught, and execute.
Don't worry. You think all three phases then of this team are coming together maybe at the right time right now?
Well, we hope. And I talked about earlier in the season, you want to hit the playoffs on an upswing. But first, we got to hit the playoffs. And if we don't beat San Fran, that probably won't happen.
Oh, really?
So what we have to do, we have to focus on what we have to focus on. This is sort of redundant. We have to continue to improve, but also make those plays. Guys really have made plays in the last 2 weeks, and that's what we're hoping continues this week against San Fran.
Hey, Kyle, obviously your motivations are the postseason, and you're already playing in your postseason. What motivation does San Francisco have as far as the spoiler?
Well, there's got to be certain satisfactions to be in the spoiler. As a matter of fact, one of my friends on the team was a spoiler. He was on Arizona, and they spoiled Minnesota's season when they came back and won that. Anquan Boldin caught the touchdown. And there was a smile that was on his face for weeks when referring to the game and how it ended. And it just lets them leave on a high note, a positive emotional upswing. And when you have a team that's as good as San Fran, that is going to be, I mean, next year, you know, the sky's the limit. Really, I've seen them on film, and I promise you, I've been thoroughly impressed. But with that, they have that motivation of showing how good we are, how good we will be, what we have the potential to be as a team, and we can form that, gel that, and take that positivity into off-season preparation. And that's why, as a spoiler, they can be excited and they can be hopeful in terms of their potential at being a spoiler on site.
How dangerous do you think you guys could be in the tournament?
It depends. You know, like I said, I really thought of Pittsburgh in terms of a team that really hit them playoffs and upswing positive, and they were getting more tenacious and ferocious into the playoffs. If you hit it like that, you know, the sky's the limit. But right now the focus is just winning this one game.
When you look back on Sunday, is it remarkable just the line between winning and losing a game like that, just because it came down to that PAT and it went astray, and God knows what could have happened if that thing had gone through the uprights?
Could change, situations could dramatically shift. You could be having to win and hoping somebody else loses as opposed to controlling your own destiny.
Yeah.
And that's the nature of the league. It just comes down to that one play. You just love it when a belt goes your way. It can make your weekend, I promise you.
Some guys are saying it's almost like you were owed a break after the four-game losing streak and some of the things that had happened.
Some of those things that happened were uncanny, but I don't know if anybody's owed anything. I think sometimes we're often more blessed than we should be, and we're ungrateful about the great things that go our way. But it was one thing that went wonderfully well. It went our way, and it was a little bit of a Christmas gift, and we took it.
What does it say for this team to be able to rally as it has the last 2 weeks after that four games? Get a lot of teams would go through that and kind of just fold up what's happened with the Giants this year.
Well, you know, the Giants is a different situation, but what we're trying to do is just win games. I mean, it's not easy for anybody. And their situation has been different from ours. Obviously not exactly the same, but there may be some similarities. But you just, you know, can't change everything. can't go back to the drawing board. And somebody asked me earlier, what are you guys going to do different this week? I said, we're trying not to do anything different.
Yeah.
We won the last two games. It wasn't the most beautiful win, but you try to have a standard that you believe in. And not so much as being prideful and saying, sticking with what got us here, but you have a standard. You believe you're doing the best you can every week.
Yeah.
If you're not, you're wrong every week. So that's the mentality that we're trying to approach this with.
Back a couple weeks ago, did you notice if the collective confidence of the team, was it shaken in any way, or was it always solid, even after the 4 years?
I don't think it's changed so dramatically. I think we've been rather consistent. It's just a matter of when is that going to lead to some productivity. And I think in the last few weeks, you've had a little bit more of that. And we can still improve even more.